This is Gary Butterfield.
This is Cole Ross.
And this is Monster in My Podcast.
And these are the Deep One Hybrids.
There's a monster in my podcast.
So these are very good. It's kind of an extension of the previous entry, but gives us description and kind of stats for what we're dealing with here.
And new types of hybrid.
Yes.
So human hybrids are what we know about, and these end up being cool, like attic stooges. You know, like these are they start.
No, the beloved of Cthulhu are the true attic stooges.
Well, there's lots of attic stooges. Because the regular ones also, as they're turning, once they become unfit for like human eyes, they get put into like attics and garages and basements.
Yeah.
They can't
fit into society anymore. Yeah.
Wonderful effect in Dark Corners of the Earth, which I owe a replay because it's spooky time still. I'm not going to let October end.
No.
You know, but like that's, you know, one of the great things in that where you like look, you know, windows are closing as you approach and you get like these little glimpses of what they're hiding.
Yeah.
In there. Pretty cool. Sometimes this detail, which I didn't know, is that sometimes people don't make the change.
Yeah. So about 10%, which seems really high to me, about 10% of them are stuck about halfway through. So they can never, you know, which has to be torturous because this entire time you're shown kind of like these little tutorial videos about how cool it's going to be to live under the sea.
Yeah. They beam PowerPoints into orientations. Into your brain for your new undersea apartment complex.
Yep. But if you don't make the transformation, like where are you going to fit? What society would have you?
None.
Yeah.
You know, like Innsmouth, if the members of your family are not turning and they still want to take care of you, but like you're pretty gross and you slowly go insane.
Yeah.
You know, so nobody really wants that. Then there are the beloved of Cthulhu.
Love these things.
These things, which are born as little deformed babies that look like Cthulhu.
Yeah, they got the face tentacles, and they can never really live on their own. They've got impaired mental development, and they're just kind of kept out of sight on these rotting buildings or caves. They are treasured because they are kind of a sign of a good omen that you are beloved by your god, by Cthulhu.
Yep. Pretty cool.
Yeah.
And they get super strong and stuff. Mm-hmm. And this felt to me very much like. So this book is made up of stuff from the primary sources, things from other authors who messed around with mythos, but then also people who did game supplements.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, this is a boss.
Yeah.
Like this is the end of a Call of Cthulhu campaign or adventure that somebody, you know, you get into the house at the end of like, you know, you get into like 423 Dunning Street or whatever.
Yeah.
And this is the secret at 423 Dunning Street. And that was the name of the adventure in the Unspeakable Oath number 93 or whatever. Which I've ever talked to, like, I mean, this is a tangent. We don't need to go into it, but there's like a Call of Cthulhu dungeon or dragon style magazine called The Unspeakable Oath that is not really compiled or anything.
Hmm.
Like, I can't really get it. I just know that it exists.
Was it official in any capacity?
It's official. It's like, I think KSEM makes them, and you can buy like the last, like the most recent two or something at any given time, but they're not, you know, I want the entire set, you know, I'd love an archive of them, even just digitally. But you can't get them.
Like nobody's done a scan and put it up on a torrent site or something.
Yeah. Yeah. Because early on it was pretty rare. Like this game never like blew up like Dungeons and Dragons did. So.
Right. Right.
Yeah. But,
more of a cult thing.
Yes. Very much more of a cult thing. Also a good stinger, Cole, but we can't end because also Deep One's fuck dolphins. Extra, read all about it. Your dolphins save tuna. Is not dolphin safe.
Yeah. Like, the clowns of the sea, if they were jokers.
Yeah, exactly. Or like everybody will, like, it's like everybody wants to fuck Lily Tomlin. Everybody wants to fuck a dolphin, including the deep ones, you know?
And then the nasty ones, the real nasty ones want to fuck sharks.
Yeah. You make sewer sharks. Like this is how dolphin deep ones are just like kinder, more intelligent deep ones, which I think is very funny.
Yeah. Well, the
shark ones are angry.
There's a hilarious sentence here that I want to read. Deep one dolphin hybrids tend to be less aggressive and more intellectual. While, oh, wait, nope. That is not the contradiction I thought. What I thought was I thought it said more aggressive. And then that they also said, so the dolphins are more aggressive, but also the shark ones are bloodthirsty and savage. That they said the same thing both times. No. So they chill out. They've got, they've got the serenity of the stars.
Yeah. Like a dolphin does.
Brought to you by our backers at patreon.com/duckfeedtv.